The Gemara in Masechet Bava Kama, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, teaches us that the Torah, says the Gemara, Itzrich, the Torah had to write explicitly the mazik of Keren, and we can't learn the chiv of Keren from the chiv of Shein, because we should have said, as the Gemara suggested, if Shein, which is Ein Kavanos L'Hazik, the animal does not have direct intention to do damage, still the Torah says Yechayiv. Keren shekavanos lahazik. So in the situation of Keren, where there is clear intent to do damage, like Kolshkein, that Keren should be chayiv, and we shouldn't have to have a specific limud for Keren, answers the Gemara Itzrich. We would think that the fact that this kavanosoi lahazik does not automatically make you chayif. Mida dehava eved omo. As we have a precedent, the halacha is that if an eved slave or the omo of a individual did damage intentionally, the human beings, even if they intentionally did damage, the loch is afil hochi ptira, they are potter. So we see the fact that there was intent doesn't necessarily make you chayiv. Hochinami loishna. So maybe by Karen also, even though it was kavanos lahazik, doesn't necessarily mean that you should be chayif. Comments Ravashi, that you can't bring a raya from Eved V'Omer. Because Omer of Ashi, Ota Eved V'Omer Laf Tamar Rabbi Ispahu, isn't there a very specific point by Eved V'Omer? The reason why Eved V'Omer are not chayif, you're not chayif, if your Eved V'Omer do damage, is because we need to be concerned that if an Eved V'Omer do damage, you will be held responsible. We always need to be concerned, Shem Yak Netana Rabba, maybe there'll be a situation where there's an altercation between the owner and the Eved. V'yelech v'yadlish k'disha shel chaveroi, he'll go and burn, light a fire to somebody else's field, and now the owner will be held responsible. He's going to end up having these huge bills for what his Eved did. So we see from here, very clearly, that if somebody's Eved V'Omer do damage, the owner is not responsible. But there's a very, very fundamental machloikis we're showing. How to understand this Gemara? The way the Meiri learns the Gemara, which seems to be posh pshat in the Gemara, is that midoraisa, really the owner should be held responsible when his eved does damage, since it's his moment. He owns the eved, and we know that halacha is, as we discussed in previous shurim, in fact, that if your mammon does hezek, you are held responsible. Why is he not held financially responsible? As the Gemara just said, Shem Yak Nitena Rabbi, because Chazal were concerned, if we're going to make the owner responsible, we're going to have an untenable situation. However, if we look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Geneva, Perik Aleph Halochites, says the Rambam, an Eved Sheganav, if an Eved stole Potter and a Kalefel, or Baal Pturim, and the owner is Potter, She'en Adam Chayev al Niske Avodov, Api Shema Money, one is not responsible for damage done by one's Eved, even though he's the owner of the Eved, Memne Shiesh Ben Das Ven Yochel Shamra. Because the Eved has his own Das, he has his own intellect, And therefore the owner can't watch him and prevent him from doing damage. If the owner will get him upset and he'll go and put fire to somebody else's property and cause incredible damage, what should we do here, says the Rambam? So we have here a fundamental machlokes rishonim. According to the Meiri, midaraisa, the owner ought to be chayev. But as the Gemara says, Chazal were lenient. That's the Meiri's approach. The Rambam's approach is that midaraisa, the owner is potter. If that's the case, so why does the Gemara give us the reason of Shemiyak Netana Rabbi? The Rambam's saying, I'm not responsible because I can't be responsible for someone else. So why does the Gemara say Shemiyak Netana Rabbi? So the Chazon Ish says, all the Gemara really means to do, Chiddush of the Chazon Ish, all the Gemara really means to do here is help us understand the reason the Torah gave this psak. In one of our earlier shiurim, on Masechet Bava Kama, we quoted the Chakira, the Rav Shimon Shkop, and then Ben Ozel, Rabbi Zalman Zatzal, point out in trying to understand the obligation of Mamon HaMazik. In that shiur, we pointed out that there is a question why one is Chayif for Mamon HaMazik. Some explain that one is chayif for mamon hamazik because my mamon did damage. And some explain that the obligation for when my property, when something I own did damage, I'm chayif because shmirasan alecha. I have the obligation to protect, to watch this. Suggests Rabbi Zalman that perhaps is exactly the machloikis of the Meiri and the Rambam. The Miri's approach, the Midaraisa, I'm really chayiv if my ever does damage, because he's my mommon. And whenever my mommon does damage, I am to be held responsible. That's the Miri's approach. The Rambam's approach, however, is that the obligation emanates from Shmiras and Alecho. I'm obligated, I'm responsible to watch my mommon. And therefore, if I didn't watch it properly and it did damage, I am chayiv. But in a situation such as our Gemara, where it was where, by an eved, it's not shmiras and alecha, then I will not be chayiv. So it's interesting that the machloikis of the question that we discussed at the beginning of our Masechta, and how to understand Mamon HaMazik, could be is the machloikus of the Rambam and Meiri in this very Gemara. There's an interesting point that I saw the Sefer Chashukei Chemed quotes. There's a very famous Sma. The Sma is in Choshe Mishpat, Simen Gimel, Sifkotten Yud Gimel. Says the Sma, Im Tishma Latzosi, if you pay attention to what I have to say, Lateshev Etzah Kol B'Shem Din. When there's a question, when there's a dispute, don't sit amongst the regular people. The data shepiske balabatim or piske halomdim, decisions rendered between by balabatim, by and people and decisions rendered by tamid chachamim hem shnei afeichim. The kva omra ben esenu are two extremes, and he uses our Gemara How I could show you, he says, that the way Balabatim think and the way the Torah tells us to think could be just the opposite. L'dugma, he says. Yel katan shenichnas l'makoylus vipa. If in the Chushuk Echem, it said, let's say a child will go into a store and break an expensive bottle of wine. So everybody would say that his parents should be responsible. What happens if somebody owns a dog and his dog walks into a store and does damage? We should say, how could I control my dog? What are we learning in our Gemara, says the Chushuk Echem? And he says that's exactly what the Sma means to teach us. That the opposite is true. We learn over and over again in our Masechta that the animal, Yechayiv, that's a concept that is repeated numerous times. On the other hand, your Eved, did Hezek, we're learning in our Gemara, you're not held responsible. So what we would probably think should be the halacha is just the opposite. It's also interesting to point out that the Noida Behuda, in Madura Tinyana, Choshe Mishpat Simen Zayin, explains that our Gemara is saying that if an Eved does damage, even though, as we're explaining now, the owner should really be held responsible, but in order, Shem Yaknitana Rabbi V'yel V'yad L'Kedishish Chaveroi, in order to avoid a situation where my Eved will do damage and I will now be held responsible, it can add up to a lot of money, Chazal said I don't have to pay. But says the Noida Behuda, what would be a halacha if my Eved killed somebody else? Within a halacha is that if my Eved murdered somebody, Rahman Slam, he will be killed. And if he did it b'shoigig, he will have to go to Golus. There, explains the Noida Behuda, the halacha will be different. Because there, you can't say that we need to be concerned Shemi Rek Netan Rabbi V'yehelech. My Eved will not kill somebody to spite me. Because my Eved will be obligated to get killed if it was B'mezid. My Eved will be obligated to go to Golus if it was B'shogig. Nobody is going to do something in spite of their owner when the price of doing so is them being in trouble. And therefore, says the Noida Behuda, under such circumstances, the owner, says the Noida Behuda, the owner will have to pay the value of the person who was murdered because the Tikkun Olam doesn't apply. Perhaps the Noida Behuda is only going according to the Meiri. Then with the Raisa, really, the owner should be held responsible. It's just a special takana that Chazal take him off the hook. But that special takana is only when the reason that the Gemara explained applies. In a situation that the reason the Gemara gives doesn't apply, the halacha will be that he will be held responsible. Rabbi Yosef Engel, also following, as we've been explaining, the opinion of the Rambam, gives a better understanding why, if the Eved does damage, should the owner not be held responsible. He says, although we know that throughout Halacha, the Halacha is Yad Eved Kiyad Rabbi, so says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that's only when it's for the benefit of the owner. In a situation where it's not for the benefit of the owner, we don't say Yad Avid Kiyad Rabbi. And therefore, the owner doesn't own the Eved, where it's going to cause him that he should be where he should be held responsible financially. He also says, there's another halacha. Koma shekana Eved, kana Rabbi. So he says, the halacha of Koma shekana Eved, kana Rabbi doesn't teach us, he says, that Komash kan Eved kan a rabbi, and my Eved and I are the same. That's not what Kol Shikana Eved, that's not what Komash kan Eved kan a rabbi means. He says, Komash kan Eved kan a rabbi means that my Eved, whatever he earns, doesn't belong to him, belongs to me. But that doesn't connect, like we would say, and this is an important word. People have the tendency of equating Kol Ma Shekana Eved Kana Rabbi to the other famous halakhic concept of Ishtei Kegufoi. But certainly, they're not the same. Ishtei Kegufoi means that me and my wife are considered in the eyes of the halakha as one. Kol Ma Shekana Eved Kana Rabbi teaches us that whatever the Eved owns, whatever the Eved earns, belongs to his owner, but not the halacha does not intend to make the Eved and his owner into one.